Police Chief William Bratton, Sheriff Lee Baca, and Fire Chief Douglas Berry voiced their support for Proposition A this afternoon. The city measure will increase funding for programs that address and prevent gang violence by adding a new tax on real property. The proposition will be on the November ballot. The LAPD estimates there are 400 gangs with 38,000 members in the city alone. Sheriff Baca says the problem must be contained.
The gang problem, when it comes to violence, is at an epidemic level, and it's been that way for decades. Yet we continue to not look at this in the terms of how it can be solved because it's overwhelmingly large.
The tax will cost property owners $36 a year, or $3 a month. It's expected to raise about $30 million a year for programs. Carla Sanger is the president and CEO of LA's Best, an after-school program for elementary school children. She is also co-chair of Mothers Against Gang Violence. Sanger says the tax is critical because it provides a consistent source of money for LA's Best and other programs.
The city has always been very, very progressive in its rhetoric to be able to raise money for gang prevention and job training and intervention programs and after-school activities, and yet we have never, ever had a funding stream that was reliable and annualized in the way that Proposition A will provide if it passes.
The money will be used to fund after-school programs, job training, and other gang prevention activities. Chief Bratton says previous attempts to allocate money for anti-gang programs were ineffective.
I don't think there's any denying that a lot of the money that's been appropriated in past years for gang intervention was money not well spent. We think we have the right team. We think we have the right ideas. What is necessary is better use of the funds that we already have, as well as the $30 million that we would hope to raise annually from this initiative.
Bratton says he believes a proposition will pass, but anti-tax groups are expected to fight it. Hannah Kim, Annenberg Radio News.